KEY today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and I think I would just stay in bed this morning. It really isn't worth getting up. Minus 10 degrees where I live in Kennebunk, Maine, and the whole country is just in crazy, crazy shape right now. I think it's time that Al Gore takes his Nobel Prize and gives it back with his global warming theory, because it ain't happening right now, folks. Even the South Florida is in tough, tough shape right now. My son Matthew gave us a call and told us to look at his page. I forget what you call that. But we looked on his page, and he lives Central Florida, south of Ocala. It's about an hour from Disney. And on his page, he had pictures of snow in his backyard in Florida. He made two little snowmans and took a picture of it. And right now in Disney, so if you have friends or relatives down south, they are having a good time, but they really are not as much fun as they could have. The Orlando area is in the mid-20s. That's how cold it is. Agriculture in Florida, if things don't happen real, real quick here, the cost of food, the cost of plants are going to skyrocket. The strawberry growers have been irrigating every night since 2 days before Christmas. And what they're worried about now is the plants are okay and the fruit that are on them are okay. But what they're worried about now is the roots possibly rotting with too much water in the soil because of the irrigation. The citrus industry in Florida is having a very similar situation around the trees, and they've been having, I think this is their second year that they're predicting is going to be below average production of oranges and grapefruits and lemons and limes and things like that. And the tomato growers, they've lost a good portion of their crops. The foliage industry, the greenhouses that have heat, no problem. But there are hundreds of nurseries in the Florida area that grow right outdoors. And tropical plants cannot take temperatures in the mid-20s and low 30s. Miami, for example, was 40 degrees. So you're not going to the beach at Miami. You're wearing jeans and a sweatshirt, possibly gloves and a hat. So it may be cold where you are, but down south it's the same way. Louisiana, Tennessee, the whole East Coast, the whole South is in real, real frigid conditions. So let's see what happens. Hopefully we'll get a front come through, push out this cold air, and we can go back to normal. But Kennebunk, Maine this morning, minus 9.8. That's how cold it is. So we're not going to be doing any outside gardening. So if you have questions on possibly a vegetable garden in the spring that you're planning, some new flowers that you put in there when the seasons change, or problems with your lawn, shrubs, trees, or you're looking for a seasonal houseplant that's going to be available at your local garden center or greenhouse, give us a call, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We'll work together to solve those problems for you, and it's going to make a big, big difference in your everyday life around the house and outside of the house when springtime arrives. Now, if you need some ideas on planting your vegetable garden or your perennial garden or annuals, roses, maybe you're looking for a new tree to put in front of your house for some color or some shade or even both, 800-259-9231. Maybe you're looking for a good houseplant that will clean the air in your house. Right now, all of us, no matter where you live, have your windows closed and maybe the heat on or the air conditioning. Well, that will come in time for everybody. But the windows are closed. The air in the house doesn't get a chance to be changed or cleaned. And you're looking for a plant that will help to take the pollutants out of the air. There's some good plants that are inexpensive that will clean the air like you cannot believe. And I'll give you the number two and the number one plant. The second plant that cleans the air better than anything, number two, is the spider plant. That takes a lot of the toxins and the gases out of the air. The number one houseplant that will take the toxins out of the air and clean it is the philodendron family. Little heart-shaped leaf. There's some that grow on a pole. There's some in hanging baskets. There's some that grow in big pots with leaves that look like your hands. The entire family of philodendrons has been tested by NASA, and they clean the air better than any other houseplant that you could buy or have in your house. And you would know that if you were signed up for the newsletter. That's right. We have a weekly newsletter. It's sent to you every single Thursday. It's free, and all you have to do is sign up for it. We have four articles every week, and this week one of the articles was on cleaning the air in your house. If it was the summertime and the house smelled maybe a little musty or cigarette smell or, you know, whatever, you could open up the door, open up the window, let the wind come through, clean it all out. This time of the year you can't. So you have houseplants to do that job for you. And it's real easy. If you want to get a free newsletter every single week, I want you to go to www.paulparent.com. And parent is like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. And at the very bottom page, just put in your email address and hit submit. And next Thursday, you will get a free email newsletter. And it's even printable. So if you want to save them, you can print them, and that way you can use it as reference at a later date. So a lot of new things coming up. We'll be telling you in the weeks to come. A lot of fun things coming. And if you have a problem, this is the place to be. 800-259-9231, and we'll help you to become a better gardener. We'll help you to keep records so that you will know what to do at the right time, what to use, and what to look for, whether it's disease or insects or a problem with your plants. We'll work together to get through it and to solve those problems. And it's real easy. All you have to do is turn on your favorite radio station, We're here Sunday mornings starting at 6, some stations till 10, but we're here for you, and you can listen on the Internet also. If you go to www.paulparent.com, you can listen right on the website. And if you're busy on Sunday, you can go back on Monday through Saturday, and you can listen to the show. We've podcasted the show so that you just go on the site, click through the various points, very easy to do, and you can pick the date of the show that you want to listen to, and it's right there for you. Okay? Again, 800-259-9231. And coming up in just 2 weeks, it's going to be time to start to do some planting for your garden. That's right. It's going to be time to start to grow some plants by seed starting in February. And I'll give you a hint. Matter of fact, I'll tell you. Pansies, Johnny Jump Ups, and violets. If you like those plants, start looking through your seed catalogs, because the month of February is when you stop those plants by seed, because they go outside. They're not going out in May. They're going out in early April, so they need to be started early. If you need some help, 800-259-9231. Imagine planting seeds in the dirt, getting your hands dirty, and seeing little shoots come out of the ground. I can't wait. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wilt Stop this winter. Wilt Stop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wilt Stop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just mist your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wilt Stop.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Are you waking up at night for bathroom trips? I'm Jonathan Greenhut, president of New Vitality. This year, we sent out thousands of free bottles of Beta Prostate, the natural supplement for men. But some of you still haven't called for your free bottle. As we go into the new year, make the resolution to support your prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. This free offer is for a limited time, and once it's gone, it's gone. Start the year right. Dial 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Dial 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Sorry about that, those few commercials. I guess the computers are having some problems this morning, telling you about Christmas wreaths. It's long past the Christmas season. We're thinking spring right now, and if we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231, and we will try and help you. Now, during the break, we had a few people who called about the newsletter, and the only way the newsletter can be sent is electronically. It's not something that we can mail out just yet. Maybe down the road we can, but right now it's the only way it can be sent is through your computer. So if you would like to get the newsletter, and you do have a computer, www.paulparent.com. Maybe you have a child or a spouse or a neighbor that has a computer, and talk with them and see if one of your kids can get it for you. And then again, it's printable. So if you have a child that has a computer, they live close by, ask them to get the newsletter for you. They can print it, and then you can pick it up and you can read it. But right now, everything is electronically. It's a new era. And if we can work something out, well, we can send it through the mail. That's something that we haven't looked at just yet, but we will be interested, because there'll be a lot of things, on the newsletter. For example, we're going to have a program that we're putting together with Bayer, the company that makes tree and shrub and all their rose care products. We're going to be working with them to get some cotton seeds, and we're going to put a program together that tell you how to grow them. We're going to send you some seed. You're going to plant them and tell you how to grow it, and then we're also going to be talking with the people at the Topsfield Fair and doing something with them at the end of the year. But I think it would be kind of fun to grow cotton in your own backyard in the pot that you can bring inside, because a lot of us, the season may not be long enough if we plant it in the garden for it to mature. And that's the whole purpose, is to grow the cotton seed, have the plants germinate, grow leaves, produce flowers, produce the pod, and then have the pod burst open so you can see what cotton looks like. And we're going to be doing that with Bayer this year. And the only way that you can sign up to receive the seed and get the planting direction will be by joining the Paul Parent Garden Club newsletter. And again, it's www.paulparent.com. There'll be contests. There'll be all kinds of things on there. So see if you're able to have a neighbor or one of your kids do it for you. Now, this time of the year, I know it's cold, and those of you that have houseplants that you keep on the windowsill, see how cold it is on the windowsill. Put your hand around the edges of the windows. And if you live in an older home, there's a possibility that, you know, you have drafty windows. And what you may want to do is to take them off the windowsill, put them on like a little TV stand, little tray tables that you can eat on when you're watching TV. Put them on your kitchen table or dining room table, but get them off the windows until the temperatures change. It makes a big, big difference. Tropical plants can be kept temperatures in the 60s without any problems. You can even have some varieties of tropical plants with temperatures in the 50s without interfering with the plant. It can't stay like that forever. But you can keep a lot of tropical plants in the mid-50s without hurting them at all. So don't panic. Exposure this time of the year. Your days are shorter. Your days also have less brightness. So because your sun is lower in the sky, it doesn't get a chance to really get strong and bright like it does during the summertime. And I always tell people that I'm talking to, in the summer, the sun is like a 100-watt bulb. During the winter, it's like a 50. So if you can, on days where it's not as cold, put your plants that prefer the shade in the sun. And the ones that want the sun, right in that window. Except when it's cold and windy and your windows are drafted. Pull them back a little bit. They can go a few days. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parent Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastline, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How are things in Minnesota? Warming up a little bit?
Well, not just yet. I just checked the temperature. It's 6 degrees here, wind chill, or as they say, feels like 8 below, which is warmer than it has been, but not quite warm yet.
Well, you're a little bit warmer than us. Kennebunk is -9.8. And it's supposed to get up above freezing, hopefully. They're talking maybe 20 without the wind chill. So let's keep our fingers crossed that the sun comes out and we can push this cold weather away.
That sounds good. I'm with you.
Who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay, first up this morning we have Barry on the line who's got a question about a bridal wreath.
Okay, Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, Barry. A little cold in Portland, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I have a little dilemma going on. I babysit for a property that the snowplow driver mowed down maybe between 6 and 7 foot bridal wreaths, the old-fashioned kind that had been there since 1910, and wow. Felt guilty, and he got out of the truck, apparently, and hacked him off to the ground. And my question is, will they come back?
They will come back. It's going to take time. I have taken plants like bridal wreath, forsythia, lilacs that are really well established, like this plant, and I've cut them down to like within a foot or two of the ground, and they've come right back.
Okay.
You know, it's gonna depend, you know, if he disturbed the root system and things like that. So the best thing for you to do, Barry, as soon as the snow is gone, you know, just look at it and put clean cuts where he did cut it, so it's not all jagged and frayed. And then in the spring, when we get to like the middle of March to April 1st, in that time span, you know, when the snow is melted and we're getting some decent temperature, then get a fertilizer like Plant Tone, and you can buy that at any garden center, and get that in there early so that when we do get the normal rains in April, it will wash it to the roots, it will activate the roots, and they should send out suckers and new shoots. But if it's going to happen, you're going to see it happen during May and June. So if in May and June you only get 3 or 4 shoots and nothing else, then that's a signal for you to dig them up and replant. But if it's a well-established plant, like you say, being in there for many decades, it probably has a nice, big, strong root system, and it should come right back for you. But only time will tell. So, you know, make sure any jagged, frayed-looking branches are clean. You fertilize it, and then the rains of April. And probably wouldn't hurt to get some Miracle-Gro or some Neptune's Harvest. And I'd make 5 gallons, and every week pour 5 gallons of liquid food right on it to see if you can really jumpstart it. But I wouldn't bother with the Miracle-Gro or the Neptunes until we get into May. But May and June are the 2 months where if the plant is going to respond, it's going to happen.
Okay,
but
thank you.
I would think, Barry, that it's going to come back, but it's going to be a long process.
Okay.
Thank you, Barry. You have a great day, and try and stay warm. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Joe on the line, who's got a question about an amaryllis bulb.
Okay, Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Top of the morning to you, Paul. I planted an amaryllis bulb about a week or two ago, and when I got it, it was already, the top portion was already about 3 inches high. Mm-hmm. It is now about 6 or 7 inches high, but it is about maybe 1 3/4 inches above the soil, or should that be below the soil to the plant itself?
When I plant amaryllis, the big fat bottom of it, and then you get that neck sticking out, I cover about 3/4 of the actual bulb. I like to see the rounded part of the bulb out of the soil, and they do real well. So you can go anywheres from half to filling it all the way to the neck of the bulb. I always like to plant mine a little bit shallow. I have seen people that have planted it with the bulb only half covered with soil, but the thing that happens if you do that, when the flower comes on it, the top of the plant gets heavy, and it tends to give you kind of a wobbly bulb. So if, as long as it's 3/4 of the way into the pot with plenty of soil, you should be in good shape. And, again, I have seen some, and I've planted some because of the size of the pot and the size of the bulb, all the way to the neck of that little stem when you get it. It looks like an upside-down light bulb. The light bulb itself goes in the soil, and where you twist it in is above the ground, and they've done really, really well. The main thing you want to do with that amaryllis, until you see a flower bud come out of it, keep the plant as warm as possible. That bulb is dormant when you get it. There are roots on it, but the roots are fleshy, and they're just like a dormant plant. You need to have that root break out of dormancy, begin to send out little hairs, just like pieces of thread coming out in the soil, and those little root hairs is what will pick up the moisture, will pick up the nourishment out of the soil to give the foliage a nice green color, to nourish the plant, and to keep it full of moisture. So sometimes it takes as long as 3 weeks in a warm spot that you'll actually see a flower bud. Sometimes if the bulbs were kept at the nursery or the garden center, and sometimes the big box stores, they keep them so warm that when you open up the box, you already see the flower in it. And you want to try and avoid that. I've noticed that some of the box stores have them on sale right now, like, you know, $10 bulbs. They're selling them for like $2. You open up the box and it's already in flower. Don't even bother with it. Don't even bother. You want a nice tight bulb. If there's a little bit of new growth coming out of it, that's okay. But you don't want the flower bud out of the bulb and in bloom in the box, because it's never going to do anything. Now, once it starts to grow, if you can mix a little bit of liquid fertilizer, Miracle-Gro, Neptune's Harvest, something like that, and do that every couple of weeks, that will help a great deal. When it's in bloom, cool it down. As soon as you see that that flower bud has come up and it's bending over a little bit and the flower are becoming visible, try and keep it a little bit cooler. And the reason that you do that is that if it's hot, it's going to bloom real quick and the flowering period will be over. If you can keep it on the cool side, it's going to blossom longer for you. So the best place to keep it is near a window where you're going to get morning sun or late in the day sun. If you put it in a window that faces south and you get all that direct sun on it, it's going to bloom a lot faster. So put it in a room where you can enjoy it, but the cooler, the better. That way it extends your blooming period and you'll have a great, great time. Thank you, Joe.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day now. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Tom on the line, who's calling about some blueberries.
Okay. Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thank you. A couple of years ago, we got some blueberries in it's a 2.5-gallon pot.
Yes.
And we left them in the we're going to plant them this, spring. And,
right.
They were left out, caught by some chilly weather. I think it got down to about 20 degrees before we got them into the cellar. And I was wondering how we wanted to put some berries of different types along this chain link fence. And I was wondering how hardy are these things to the bushes to hold up to that kind of a is it too late for the roots? And what would be the best thing to feed them if they did make it? Someone mentioned sulfate.
Okay. Okay, blueberries will tolerate cold weather. I live in Kennebunk, Maine, and I have blueberries in my garden so that you don't have to put them in your basement every year. If you want to keep them in your container, then you want to continue to keep them in that container, then they should go someplace where they can have as close to normal a winter as possible. A tool shed, an unheated garage, if you've got a porch or a deck, put it underneath there. The reason that you don't want to leave them in a container out in the open is that if the container fills with moisture, whether it's rain or snow, and the snow melts, it will turn to a liquid. The liquid will saturate into the root ball, and then when it freezes, the pot expands, just like when you put water in your freezer. It turns to ice, but it expands. In that expansion, going from a liquid to a solid, the roots stretch with the soil and the ice. And then the next day, it thaws a little bit. They relax. And then at night, they freeze again. So it's this freezing and thawing that hurts the root system. And one by one, the roots snap. And then you end up in the spring with a plant that either has a root system half the size or doesn't survive the winter. If it's a hard container like clay or ceramic, then it's going to break. But they really should be outside. If they're in the cellar now, this is not the day to put them out because it's really, really cold. Keep them in the basement like you have in the past years, but in the spring, plant them. Put some compost in. Prepare the hole. And when I was in college, they said take a $10 plant and put it in a $100 hole. Dig the hole twice the size of the root ball. Take all the junk out, if there's hard pan, if there's sand, and fill it with good soil, with compost, animal manure, peat moss, anything like that. Now you've got a hole in the ground that's at least twice the size of the pot that it grew in. So now it's going to have a year or two where it's got great growing conditions. Then it will move out into your existing soil. So if you can do that, and remember, blueberries like it acid. So use a fertilizer for rhododendron. And if you really want to help it, aluminum sulfate. Once a year, that makes the soil really acid, and that's what they like. Aluminum sulfate. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. It's Sunday morning, and it is cold out there today. It's going to be like this for a little bit longer. Hopefully, we'll get a front pushed through and warm things up a little bit. But just think of if you know friends or family members that have waited all year to go on vacation. They've packed up the family, and they've headed south. They're not in any better shape than you are. Florida, most of the state in Florida is in the mid-20s. That's how cold it is. And yesterday, my son sent me an email to look at his Facebook. That's what it is. And he had pictures because it was snowing and the snow collected in areas at his house. And he lives in Central Florida. It was snowing at Disney. That's how cold it was, mid-20s, and I just went on the internet, and Disney right now is in the mid-20s, so it's not, let's go for a quick dip in the pool, because the pool is probably cold as the air when it's like that, so consider yourself lucky that you're not on vacation this week, because it's cold down there. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Bob on the line, who's got a question for you about bamboo.
Okay. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I'm going to talk about how cold it is because I have the perfect remedy for that. About a year and a half ago, I bought a little bamboo plant. It was in a square pot made probably in Mexico. And that pretty little plant sits on a south-facing window. Where I look up from my book as I'm reading, and there's that that pretty little plant, about 8 inches tall,
yep,
and very delicate looking, and I watered it, and about once a month gave it a shot of Miracle-Gro, and that sucker now is about 8 feet tall. It's still in that little 4-inch square pot, and I'm going to, today I bought about an 8-inch round pot, and I'm going to transplant it, and I bought a big bag of good earth, and I'm going to put it in there. Now, I don't want anything to happen to that plant because it makes me feel good when I look at it. On a mm-hmm. cold day, those graceful leaves that are tall and arching over just are so, so beautiful. On the other hand, I can't let it grow to 14 feet because I'd have to move out of my apartment.
Exactly.
I don't want to chop those ends off and have square, ragged ends. Do I cut it down down by the base and trim it down there, or what do I do with it?
Yeah, you would, if you don't want to have, and you really don't want to have little stems sticking out where you've taken the foliage. So you do want to cut it as close to the base as possible. Now, there's one thing I want you to be aware of, Bob. That plant, when you upgrade it from the 4-inch pot to an 8-inch pot, which is a good size, because I know people that would have said, let's put it in a 12-inch pot, and that would have been way too big. You have to keep saying to yourself, the roots are still going to be in that 4-inch pot. So when you pull it out, see if you can loosen up the root ball. I don't want you to pull it apart, but I want you to see if there are any roots that are wrapping themselves in a circle, if you can carefully unwind them a little bit. That way, okay, when you repot it, they can move out into the soil.
I see. Now, all right, sure.
And the other thing is, go easy with the water. When you repot it, get the soil evenly moist, but for the first month anyways, try to keep the root ball, so when you water right at the base of the plant so that the actual root ball has plenty of water, but you don't want the rest of the pot to be wet.
Okay.
Because if you have wet soil, the roots from the original plant will hesitate to go into wet, mucky soil.
Oh, I see.
Okay?
Okay, that's
so
great.
So keep the original root ball moist like you normally would. Keep the new soil moist but not wet.
Well, what about the height? Should I just chop it down?
The best thing to do is take off one branch at a time. If you cut it back too much, you could shock it. So if there's one really, really tall one, but you know what? I wouldn't cut back those leaves until the roots are established, and that could be probably another 3 months. Then you could do it slowly, one at a time, but give the roots a chance.